Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Trump's changes to 988.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. A note, this story discusses suicide. As of today, the nation's suicide crisis line, 988, no longer offers specific services for LGBTQ youth. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports on how Ohio advocates in rural areas are responding.
When the Dark County LGBTQ Plus Center was still in the works, a local resident in the LGBTQ community died by suicide.
The suicide was related to not being accepted for his identity. And so that just really kind of hit hard, even though it wasn't personally connected to us, that, you know, this is happening like right here. We got to move.
Outreach coordinator Becca Lindemann says that motivated them to provide peer-to-peer support and to open the center on Fridays after midnight when suicides are more likely to occur. And they directed people in crisis to hotlines like 988, where callers could press 3 to talk to counselors who were specifically trained to help LGBTQ youth and who often came from similar backgrounds. As of today, that specific service doesn't exist.
To pull the plug on that funding, we're literally taking away somebody's lifeline.
A federal Health and Human Services spokesperson declined an interview, but told the Ohio Newsroom in an email that the Press 3 option has run out of its congressionally directed funding. They say continuing to fund it could threaten to put the entire crisis line in danger of massive reductions in service. In a statement to NBC, the White House says taxpayer money shouldn't be used to encourage children to embrace, quote, radical gender ideology. But proponents of the Press 3 option say it saves lives. It was established 3 years ago in response to higher rates of suicide among LGBTQ youth. Rhea DeBusey with Equitas Health, a nonprofit LGBTQ healthcare organization, says that need hasn't subsided.
About 43% of LGBTQ plus youth in Ohio have seriously contemplated suicide, and about 12 have actually attempted.
And the suicide risk increases slightly for LGBTQ youth who live in rural areas like Dark County, where behavioral healthcare options are more limited. More than 1.4 million contacts nationwide have been directed to the specialized LGBTQ service since its launch in 2022. That's around 8% of the crisis line's total intake. But HHS emphasizes that 988 is a resource that will continue to exist for anyone in crisis, regardless of their circumstances. Chris Steigerwald, who runs an LGBTQ support group in Geauga County, says removing the specialized service is still harmful.
Even though they can still get through and talk to someone, it's more about the message of removing it. We don't care about you. We don't care that you are a high-risk population.
It's the latest in a string of LGBTQ-related policy decisions. Ohio legislators have enacted bans on gender-affirming healthcare, limited bathroom use based on sex assigned at birth, and required educators to inform parents if a child has gender identity questions. State legislators say these changes are meant to protect children across the state. But Steigerwald says, instead, it's taken a heavy toll on them.
I definitely feel that there's going to be more kids who will either attempt suicide, be successful at taking their life by suicide.
She argues LGBTQ youth need more services right now, not less. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford.
If you or someone you know is considering suicide or in crisis, call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.